Welcome
to the podcast experiment.
Welcome to the podcast experiment. I'm Dave.
And I'm Vic.
And here we go.
I'll be resting my voice.
Yeah, don't rest your voice. Here's the deal, Vic. Don't rest your voice when we're rolling.
I'm resting it, and then pretty soon it'll be time to go home, and then tomorrow my voice will be fine
because I didn't talk at all. Yeah, but the thing is this. You don't rest your voice during the podcast. You rest your voice between, you know, last podcast I sounded like a jerk that was just ranting. No one's going to want to hear this. No,
it's rant. It's going to be rant part one. Rant, that's what we need a title for the podcast. The rant.
Yeah, no, stop.
Well, let me rant a little bit about
I will, but
Batman
so,
versus
so,
Superman.
So,
so you,
so
but you won't, like, you will, but let me rant some more.
Well, I guess what
I can't even get started.
No, no, but I guess what I want to say is, first of all, there's Batman versus Superman. There's so much to say. We want to talk about the state of Batman, but you know, we're using Batman versus Superman as a way in. But literally, there's moments in there that you could just break apart and talk about forever.
Like, Batman versus Superman is so bad, it's worse than the other, like, seven Batman movies. Like, all the Christian Bales, all the Michael Keaton.
Well, some of those aren't bad, but yeah.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's more bad parts in this one movie. Maybe with the possible exception of Batman and Robin. Right? That was pretty bad.
Yeah, but even still. Yes.
Cool party. Chill.
Hey, everybody. Chill.
Uh-oh. Poor Arnold.
But, okay, so one of the things that... all right, so welcome back to the podcast experiment. I'm Dave.
This is part... I'm Vic, and this is part eight of
I think
our
it's,
ongoing
I think it's part
series.
Three, but we just can't...
We might change from the podcast experiment to just we effing hate Batman v. Superman.
There's
not,
just...
Like, that bothers me. Why not just, like, VS? Like, versus, you know? Like, they got to do the V. I don't know if that's like European, like the
no,
V. Usually in America, versus is a VS.
No, but I think that's almost like a statement on legal papers, right?
Yeah, like,
because
no,
it's
yeah,
just
okay,
v.
like Roe v. Wade,
yeah,
something like that. All right,
and that's
they're in a courtroom battle.
Exactly.
Batman v Superman. He that's like like a tree, a tree limb fell on Batman's yard, but it was in Superman's yard. It's his tree.
But
so Batman's like suing?
Right, exactly. They didn't ever go to the People's Court. That's really what it should have been about. That would have been a better movie than this.
We could have solved it all. Be like, we understand that like your mother was kidnapped by Lex Luthor. And it's like, no, it's not true. And they're okay. If his mother's name wasn't Martha,
Superman would be dead.
Yeah. Like I was saying to Dave, it's like, I have to save Martha. It's like, what'd you say? I said, I had to save Marcia. Oh, I thought you said Martha.
Okay,
and he just stabs him in the heart with the kryptonite thing.
Or if he said my mother.
Yeah.
If he just said my mother.
Yeah, my mother.
He'd be like,
yeah,
you know what? My mom's dead too. So things happen. Boom.
I guess that makes him think he's like human, that he has a mother. Because like it should make no difference. Like if like Charles Manson, like my mother had a strange name, Frederica. But, like, if Charles Manson's mother was named Frederica, I wouldn't be like, oh, your mother's got the same. You know, like, nah, let him out. I'm not going to arrest you now because, like, your mother has the same name as me. You know, it's like, what does that matter? Like, if
so
you
what?
Think Superman's evil and he could use his powers to destroy mankind, it's like, oh, but his mother's name is Martha, like mine.
So maybe. Well, no, I think that the big thing about that moment that I feel like they squandered and they really lost was... It should have been recognition for Batman in that moment. It should have been recognition where Batman says, this man is so powerful. He can do all of these things. He could end us and kill us, and we should never let anyone have this kind of power. And so I'm going to take him on, blah, blah, blah. Superman should have been... He literally is like going into a fight. Even though Lex Luthor pushes him into a fight, Superman should have just said, yeah, no, I'm not... Like, I could just end you. And he kind of says, you know, if I wanted to. But first of all, Superman is not a bully. So to have him say that is a jerk thing. It's like it's a dick move. And then to actually be pushed into a fight by anyone is lame. It's lame. The whole time, Superman should have been like, wait, I'm trying to say something to you. Batman doing things. Wait. I'm trying. And if at the most, he should have been kind of like pushing him off and kind of like defending himself, not going into a fight.
Or have him be manipulated, but not know he's being manipulated. You know what I'm saying? Not like Lex Luthor saying, you have to fight or else I'm going to kill your mom. Have him like plant evidence or something where Superman thinks Batman's evil and they think. Yep. And then in the middle of the fight, they find out like, wait a minute, Lex Luthor's setting us up.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like the whole Save Martha thing. I think that Superman, apparently there was a deleted scene, and I don't know if it was actually shot, but I heard it was written. And apparently there's a deleted scene where he hears his mother has been taken. He flies up above the city to listen for her and hears, is listening, and all he hears is people in pain and anguish and this and that, and he's listening for his mother, but basically he doesn't help people who need him. And it's like, it's really dark, and it's like, that's abuse of your power, man. Like, you're just trying to find your mom. Like, what's like, I get it, but you're letting other people suffer. Like, that's lame. And I get like, okay, because we're going to show Superman's power. So this is what he could do. And this is what he has to struggle with, but you're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Dad.
Mom doesn't do it that way.
What do you mean? I'm doing it wrong. They're all doing it wrong. but what it should have been is one of these things where if he's being manipulated, you know, like I know it's like a silly movie device, but they should have said something like, "Okay, look, Superman, sorry, like there's a moment where Superman kind of bears down over Lex with his eyes burn glowing red, which I always hate because red eyes means something evil. But he says, "Where is she?" You know, to his mom, you know, to Lex about his mom. And he says, "I don't know where she is, so you can't beat it out of me," kind of thing. Ha ha! I gotta go do what I say. He's very much like the Riddler, but it should have been something like a proximity thing, where it's like, if you like, I have a thing on her where if you get close to her, it's gonna detonate, and so it should have been. When Superman is pleading with Batman, please help, kind of thing, and it snaps back. It should have been something where it snaps Batman out of it, and he goes, "Look, this guy's so powerful, and yet he needs me. And one, I can redeem myself because I haven't been doing good things, but also I'm gonna help you and do what my purpose is, and help you who." Is so strong but can't do this one thing. I'm going to help you do it. And the other thing is this. When he goes in and fights those guys, and this is a huge... I mean, the scene is very cool, but it's so wrong. I mean, he like ends these guys. He stabs a guy. Batman stabs a guy. He takes a knife and stabs a guy. He kills people in that fight. But sure, you know, honestly, there's a moment where he goes and finally saves Martha, and the two of them see each other, and he says, I'm a friend of your son's. And she says, I know, the cape. And that's supposed to be clever. But what it really should have been is, it should have been a moment where Batman delivers Martha to Superman. You know, if there's a proximity thing, he deactivates it, whatever. He delivers Martha Kent to Superman. And... you know, it literally should have been something where he, you know, it's his mom. He cradles his mom. He says, oh, you know, you're good. Or maybe even she hugs him and they say thank you to Batman. Now, one of the things that Christopher Nolan got right, was Commissioner Gordon, Batman. At the end of Batman Begins, he says, remember, there's this moment where he says, I never got to say thank you. He says, I never said thank you, right? I never told you thank you or something like that. And Batman stops and says, and you never will. You'll never have to. That's what he says. And you'll never have to, right? That was powerful. And I just blew it, by the way. So I should probably back up. But no, okay, I want to say that proper, right? In Batman Begins, and this is where Batman versus Superman got it wrong, right? It should have come down to a moment where Batman, not only did he save Martha, but he delivered Martha to Superman. And they should have said thank you to Batman. And Batman should have said thank you. And it should have been one of those things where it's like, now I in being bad and killing and doing all these other things, now by helping your mother, not only did I help do a good thing again, but I've redeemed myself. I got a chance to do a thing I didn't get a chance to do when I was a boy, where my mother got killed. You know, I got to save someone. I got to help someone who is the strongest man ever and still needed my help. He would have renewed his purpose. It would have been amazing. And that was where Christopher Nolan got it right in Batman Begins. Because if you remember, the end of Batman Begins, and the scene is just great. It's like Commissioner Gordon and Batman, they meet on a rooftop, and they talk about the Joker. You know, he pulls out a card, and he says, what about escalation, and what about this and that, remember? And Batman grabs the card, and it's a Joker. And Batman says, I'll look into it. And he goes to walk away. And do you remember the line? It's like Commissioner Gordon says, what's the line?
Yeah, like I never got a chance to thank you or something like that, isn't it?
He says, I never got a chance to say thank you. God damn it, I gotta get the line. I'm pausing it.
Hope on the streets. But the narrowest is lost.
I got it. Can you hear it?
I still haven't picked up Crane or half the inmates of Arkham that he freed. We will.
We will.
We can bring Gotham back.
And so that's actually the worst part.
Escalation.
We start carrying semi-automatics, they buy automatics.
Escalation.
We start wearing Kevlar. They buy armor-piercing rounds. And you're wearing a mask. Jumping off rooftops. Now take this guy. Armed robbery, double homicide. Got a taste for the theatrical, like you. Leaves a calling card.
You notice that the card was turned over, so he had to.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Why'd you give it to me?
Lean in.
I never said thank you.
And you'll never have to.
Yeah, so the line is, I never said thank you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Commissioner Gordon says, I never said thank you. And Batman stops, turns back, and says, and you'll never have to. Now, what we know that Commissioner Gordon doesn't in that first movie is that his parents were killed, his little boy. And there's this little boy sitting in the police station, and he's alone, and all these police are running around, mm-hmm. and they're doing their job, and they're trying to, you know, do the right thing. This is an important person, or the prominent, very prominent rich Waynes of the city were murdered. But the little boy is just sitting there by himself in the bustle and the hustle, and he's heartbroken, but he's too shocked to even be crying. He's alone. And Gordon, young Commissioner Gordon, young Lieutenant Gordon, takes a knee, puts his coat, his coat around his shoulders, and just comforts him. He says, you know, it's like, what are you going to say to a kid like that? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. That's what he says. And there's this little connection. And it was huge. It was huge to this kid. And it gave him a little bit of hope. And so this whole movie happens and all this other stuff happens. And Batman saves the city. Okay? Mm-hmm. But he literally goes, Like, there's moments where Batman's doing this on the side and there's corruption everywhere. And Batman says, I know one person who's trustworthy. And it's Gordon. And he knows he can trust, you know, he knows he can trust, you know, Gordon. Right? And so movie's happening, everything. So at the end of this movie, they basically, they form their partnership, which is really cool, really fun. But when he says, I never said thank you, Batman is, what he's reflecting is that. He's reflecting this, you did something for me that I will never forget. And that's it. You'll never have to. It's powerful. That's the character, right? That's why that worked. It was great. That is what Batman versus Superman was missing. And that's one of the things that really sucks, because it's right there. It could have been there. And the fact that they left it is squandered. And don't for 1 second say, yeah, you know, that's what it meant. That's what they meant to say. That was in the text. It was no. If it's one thing to say, like, oh, you know, you don't want to be spoon-fed, but I'm imbuing that movie with good ideas that weren't present. That wasn't in the text. You know what I'm saying? It should have been in the text because it was laying right there. But like I said, there were gems that they just stepped right past. And that's one of the things that really bothered me about that.
You're upset. That's a rant.
It's a rant. And
thank you for joining us at the podcast.
Well, so there's also a lot of bad dream sequences. And here you go.
It's another bad. This is at least a third dream sequence of.
There was more. If you remember, there was another dream sequence where he wakes up from a dream. He goes to visit his parents a little early. He goes to visit his parents' grave.
And the bat comes out.
And he wakes up and he's in bed with
like
a woman.
A giant bat, yeah.
And it's just like weird. And now there's the big dark side dream sequence. One of the things that really bugs me about this is it's like Earth as being converted into a new apocalypse or whatever. It's this flash, whatever. We know this has got to be a dream.
I guess you're reading all that into it. I don't even know what this is. Like, I'm just watching it as,
well,
someone
when you
watching
see
the
big
movie.
Omega.
I don't know that, like, dark sides. And
well,
then,
but you know who dark side is.
Yeah, but I mean,
and you know the
is
big
the
Omega.
Average.
Right, right. No, nobody knows. But I will say also,
like,
what
the big
kind
Omega
of
carved into the ground
is a symbol of dark side, and the notion that the notion that he's God, this is such a mess. I'm sorry. We're watching it down. Hang on a second, though.
But the thing that doesn't make sense about the thing with the Flash is supposedly, I guess they're setting up a future movie or something, and the Flash can, like, run faster than time.
There's so many problems with this. So
and
wait,
he's coming to warn him, but then you see Batman, like, sit up in his chair like he just had a dream. But I'm like, the Flash, that shouldn't be a dream. That should be the Flash, like,
so
traveling through
so
time to
so,
warn him.
So let's
how is
get
he
there.
Dreaming about the Flash? He doesn't know the Flash.
So
how's he dreaming it. About him?
So wait, let's get there. So we've had, at this point, we've had about four dreams. Three or four. This is the third.
Can you see what? How far we are into the movie?
Yeah, I think I can. Nope. Where is it? At this point
about, like,
in the movie, we're 52 minutes into a 2 hour and 30.
So we're about a third of the way through.
52 minutes into a 2 hour and 31 minute movie of Batman vs. Superman. And this isn't even the extended cut, the ultimate edition.
And he's had at least four dreams.
and the very beginning was a dream, because it's him as a boy, and then he starts to levitate. That was a dream. And then he says, in the dream. And then blah, blah, blah. Then there's the next one, which is him bringing Bruce Wayne bringing flowers to his parents' mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was like an above ground.
Yeah.
Right?
The Wayne family mausoleum.
Which is dumb. It's very morbid to have a mausoleum. but he's bringing it there. And then the bat comes through the thing.
Yeah, giant
he
bat.
Wakes up. So that's two. So now this one, a door opens. He, you know, he's like hanging out with Wonder Woman, you know, or should I say Bruce Wayne is hanging out with Diana. He doesn't get her name, but we know who it is because they spoiled that. And then the very next scene, it opens up and it's like a post-apocalyptic thing. So we know at this point, okay, this is a dream.
Huge budget.
But we know this is a dream. It's got to be. It's completely out of context. Yeah. Whatever. The thing plays out and it looks like futuristic, and we see the Omega sign drawn into the ground, and so it's kind of like a little nod to people who know what they're seeing. Ooh, it's Darkseid. Darkseid, to those who don't know, is like a super villain, intergalactic super villain that fights the Justice League, right? I mean, tell us about Darkseid. Go.
Oh, me? Well, doesn't he live on the planet Apocalypse?
Yep.
And he has, like, slaves working for him. He lords it over the planet. And the planet's like a big industrial, not a reactor, but it, like, smoke and steam comes out from.
And so
it's like one big refinery, engine, basically.
And so.
And maybe that'll be the villain in the Justice League movie in a future Justice League movie.
And so we see in this dream sequence, it looks like Earth has been turned into this, and we see a big giant Omega, and that's one of the symbols of Darkseid. And so it's Batman, and it's, like I said, it's post-apocalyptic, and he meets with these people, and it's like very Road Warrior, and he's meeting with these people, and they open up a LexCorp box, and there's a green glow, and it's implying, okay, he's going to get kryptonite. Okay.
Yeah.
But then it turns out to be an ambush. Sure, fine. And everyone's ambushing him. And then we see, I mean, it's very ridiculous, but we as viewers are watching this going, right, this is, you know, we've been kind of teased with a dream sequence, right?
But it's a chance for Batman to murder more people.
It's just a chance for Batman to murder people. And why is he wearing like a jacket and the Batman suit? But whatever. And so he's got a trench coat and he's shooting people in the face and fighting people. And it's, while it's relatively cool, if these guys look, you see that? Like, if they have machine guns, they want to shoot them, just shoot them.
I was thinking that, but I'm thinking maybe
they don't want to shoot him.
Maybe Superman wants to bring him to me alive or something.
But so in this sequence, and you have Parademons. That's a Darkseid villain. I mean, it's a Darkseid part of Darkseid's troopers are Parademons, which are these kind of flying.
They look like bugs.
Yeah,
like
they look
four
like
wings.
They kind of look like. I almost want to say termites. And they start to beat Batman down, and then a Parademon crawls up and punches him in the back of the head and knocks him out. And then Batman is tied up, and he's still got his mask on, and some of his troops are with him. And Superman comes in and very ominously lands and rips off his mask and says, but then he says this thing. He says, "She was my world." Okay. He rips off his mask, and then he burns the two guys and kills them. And then Superman grabs Batman's chest and goes to break his chest. And Batman wakes up.
He pulls a Mola Ram, I thought, tries to rip his heart out.
It looks like he just goes to kind of cave his chest in, right? But just take a look. But he says this whole thing where he's like, "She was my world." Okay? All right, whatever. No, wait. Now this is kind of a problem. Okay? It's cool, but it's abusive. And this whole "she was my world" stuff is a little awkward, to say the least. Right? And watch, he's gonna go to cave his chest, and we can cut out whatever we need to.
He took out his, he took off his mask and the black eye.
Look, so he wakes up, right? But now we see the Flash. And the Flash, it looks like he's kind of coming through a wormhole, or he's coming through something, and he's got some kind of armor. And the thing is this, the Flash starts to say, there's like lightning and flickering.
Kind of hard to understand him, yeah.
And he says to him, it's her.
You.
He says, "She's the key."
Mm-hmm.
he says, Lois, she's the key. And then he says, wait a minute, am I too soon? And he says, I'm too soon, right?
Yeah.
And then he says, you were right about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you should fear him. And then he says, find us. And then he wakes up again. Now, we're supposed to think, okay, was that a dream sequence, whatever, whatever. Now, the idea is this. Even though we saw 17 dream sequences, we actually saw two other dream sequences, neither of those were dream sequences.
That was a dream into a dream into another dream.
Neither were dream sequences. The idea is that that was a bait and switch. We saw two other dream sequences, and so we're supposed to think that that was a dream sequence, but actually that was the future. Batman was, for some reason, he was seeing into the future, and it was essentially implying, it was implying that, you ever heard of the Injustice storyline where Lois Lane is killed and it sends Superman off the edge?
Yeah.
And he begins to, you know, he basically says, oh, you know, I'm heartbroken. Lois is dead. And now I'm going to start killing people. And he does. And it's brutal. Superman is brutal. And he's problem. The only problem with that happening, though, is they're applying that. And that's why he needed some kryptonite. But Darkseid is in there. Superman has an army of humans. Why would he ever need an army? He looks identical. He doesn't look any different. Like, Batman's different. He's got a overcoat over his thing. Everybody's desolate. Superman looks completely the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem. But he says, she was my world, right? That whole business. And then when Batman goes to wake up and the Flash is there, I could go on forever. It's so many. It's like they're cherry picking great moments from other comics and other things, and they're taking a lot of interesting ideas. They're throwing them in, but they're not making sense out of them, right? So, like I said, they're taking the idea of Darkseid being there. They're taking the idea of Superman and what he's working with Darkseid. They're taking the idea of like Superman being unhinged and heartbroken enough to have an army, enough to try to stop Batman, but he's still working with Darkseid because he was heartbroken because Lois Lane. If I'm sounding confusing, it's because the movie is bad. And the point is, then they throw in the Flash time traveling, like from the brilliant thing of time traveling and seeing Batman at the beginning of Crisis on Infinite Earths. And when that happened, the first time that happened, it was like, whoa, what's going on? That was great. But the Flash, in saving the world, started running so fast that he started running backwards in time. But when we get that book and we see that first thing happen, we don't know what's going on. And he begins to show up as the book progresses. And we don't even see the incident when Flash, and until later, until issue 8, I think it is, where Flash has to start running on this treadmill to save the universe and begins to travel backwards in time and begins to see these people, where we realize, oh, wow, these things that we saw in earlier issues that we had no idea about were them setting it up. That was great. And that could go into our time travel episode. But in this, essentially what they were saying was like, yeah, Bruce, Lois is the key, which is dumb. That means that this Superman could be completely unhinged by a woman. And I'm not trying to say I don't believe in love. I'm not trying to say I do believe in love. I'm a super romantic. But I think that it's completely irresponsible for Superman to let to become unhinged to the point where he would end all of Earth because what, something happened to Lois Lane? You know what I mean? It's just like, he would be doing Lois a disservice. And then, what is it? It's Batman's responsibility to make sure Lois Lane doesn't die so that Superman doesn't become unhinged, so that all of Earth, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All of it is a mess. And then that's a 4-minute sequence in this 2-hour movie. It's just dumb. And then to have the Flash come from the future and say, like, that's right, you were right, we should fear him. Fear him? This is Superman. I haven't shut up about this movie.
That was the longest rant yet.
I'm sorry, you got to say that into the mic.
I've forgotten the sound of my own voice.
But you haven't forgotten mine. Hey, this is where Batman kills everyone.
But it looks cool.
It looks cool, but it's... I guess we do have to stop talking about this.
Yeah.
You said yeah.
I want to get back to Batman. What's the third Christopher Nolan one? I'm trying to remember all the names. Not Batman Returns, but the last Christopher Nolan one with Christian Bale.
The Dark Knight Rises. Well, we haven't really talked about Christian Bale.
But I think...
Batman versus Superman is just so bad. I don't think we're even going to use this one because you didn't say anything. No. You just let me rant like a crazy person.
I can't stop you.
You can't.
You're off on a tangent.
People
are going to think, like, geez, these guys really don't like Batman versus Superman.
No, they're going to think, geez, that guy Dave doesn't let Vic ever speak. I should get up and make you just talk about stuff.
I should. Well, I was going to talk about the end of
Go. Dark Don't look Knight at the Rises. Time. Don't look at the time.
I don't see how much time. Is that it?
No. Keep going.
I think...
Right now in the background, Batman is driving through buildings. Go.
I think Batman dies at the end of The Dark Knight Rises. Takes the nuclear device.
Okay.
Flies out over whatever Gotham Bay.
Yep.
And he blows up. I challenge anyone to explain to me how he survives... nuclear bomb going off. Okay, and then they stick that ending on at the end with Alfred seeing him in that cafe in Tuscany or wherever the hell it is. I think they just did that to make defense. My theory is it kind of...
Alfred's losing his mind?
Well, it's like it's the real world mixing with the world of the movie. I think we all know... Like Harrison Ford wanted to kill off Han Solo.
Sure.
And then I know Martin Riggs, I think, wanted to die. Like Mel Gibson wanted... He almost dies at the end of Lethal Weapon 2.
Right.
Because everybody wants like a big death scene.
Sure.
And, you know, Conan Doyle killed off Sherlock Holmes. And Ian Fleming killed off James Bond.
Yeah, several times.
So...
Keep talking.
I think Christian Bale and Christopher Nolan were like, it's a trilogy. It's perfect. Batman should die, sacrificing himself for Gotham City. It's called The Dark Knight Rises. You could read into it that like he rises up to heaven. And that's how he should sacrifice himself for Gotham City. And then I think Warner Brothers got to them and they were like, what are you, effing crazy? It's like, we want to make more Batman movies. You can't kill Batman. So they're just like, they caved in. They just like stuck that ending on. Because it does seem kind of like a forced ending where they just like, they kind of like tack it on. And like Batman's alive, I've had people try to explain to me, like, no, there was an ejector seat and he ejected out. I'm like, even if he ejected out, there's a nuclear bomb. And you see him flying and the timer is going, I think it's at like 5 seconds. It's counting down. And you see him in the cockpit.
9 seconds.
You see him in the cockpit.
Yep.
And what are you like? He jumped out and just like swam back to shore. Is that like it doesn't make any sense?
Under a nuke.
And frankly, I think it kind of lessens. Because at the end, they build a statue of him.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Gordon's like, the man who saved Gotham, and there's a statue of Batman. And I guess, either way, he did save Gotham, but it's almost like, if he survived, it's kind of like he's kind of getting credit for sacrificing himself when he's off banging Catwoman in like some, you know, villa somewhere in the south of France or whatever. Yeah, wherever he is. Like, I like it better that he dies. And people are like, no, he's not dead. And they tack on that thing about... The crew working and they talk to Lucius Fox and they're like, oh, somebody fixed the
autopilot.
The autopilot, and Lucius is like, no, that thing doesn't work. And it's like, no, somebody fix it. Like, I don't know if they say Bruce Wayne fix it.
No,
but they
say it looks like it was fixed.
Looks like it was fixed.
Or
which,
something like that, yeah.
Again, I'm not quite sure what they're looking at. Right. Like, are they looking at, like, the Batwing? Because that should have blown up. There was a nuclear bomb attached to it. I don't know. Did they reconstruct it? Like, what are they looking at? It looks like they're sitting in the Batwing. But the bomb blew that up. So I don't know what they're looking at. Again, that to me, that doesn't make any sense. And yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say. I guess Alfred is kind of unhinged. He thinks he sees.
Well, if you also remember.
Because it's also the little inception here. It's like exactly like he says.
Right. He says that's something his that dream remember, and someday. This is me paraphrasing.
And he goes
memory.
To that exact cafe.
He
and what,
says,
does Bruce Wayne like go there every day waiting for Alfred to show up? Like,
no. Well, so the way I actually hadn't ever thought of it in that way. But what I actually like about what you're saying is this. Alfred says, I have a vision of you basically getting out of this and being
free. Yeah, he wants
free.
Him to live a happy life, yes.
He's like, I want you to be free of this. And he's like, I see you sitting at a villa and whatever, whatever. And so you see the beginnings of that vision because he's describing it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gets abruptly changed. Or they stop talking about it. And Alfred says, I'm not going to keep supporting you.
He starts crying.
Yeah, and he's blubbering, actually. But he's like, I'm not going to keep supporting you while you do this. And, you know, it's because he cares about him. And I get that. But it was almost as if Christopher Nolan shot that scene that way.
Yeah.
Like you're saying.
To be inserted in that earlier scene when Alfred's explaining
then,
it.
Yeah. And then it's like, they use it as a callback. And look.
I mean, there's a whole reason. I mean, I don't really like Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. I have a lot of problems. Yeah, I think it's a bad movie. But, I mean, not nearly as bad as Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. They should have done it where, like, you don't see what Alfred sees maybe at the end. Like, did he see Bruce? You just see Alfred, like, smile. And it's left
and
to us to think.
Wait,
oh,
did
he see
really
Bruce
happen?
Wayne? You know, because
well,
like,
then, but you see, that's movies where they have to pay
yeah,
off.
Yeah, people's argument is like, no, he's obviously alive. You see him at the end. And I'm like, it's hard for me to argue that. Like, I guess he is alive. Alfred sees him sitting there with Selina. But I don't know. I just think it would be better if he died.
Well, if that were the case, I think that is that's a lot of fun. I think that you could do a recut of that and then kind of.
I just don't know how he could
and
have
really
survived.
What you could do is you don't even have to show Bruce Wayne. Really what the key is to show Selina.
Hmm.
And then kind of hint at maybe Bruce Wayne. And then whether you actually see Alfred the recognition or not, you know, that's kind of like just giving him what he wants. The reason why it's kind of fun is we want Batman to win.
Yeah, you want to be
happy. Across the board. Not only that, but you want him to win. You want him to win. Winning is cool. The idea of Batman outsmarting any, you know, that's Batman. One thing I really loved about Batman and Batman Begins was this whole notion of like, he comes back and he says, all right, I want to be part of the companies as well. You know, he's like, I want to learn what the company does. He's like, well, you know, we're still going to go public. You can't have. And he says, no, that's fine. That's cool. He says, and when the company gets sold and he's bought, he's like, who bought the company? You know, remember? And he says to Rutger Hauer. Rutger Hauer says, you know, various holdings and he says, it's all quite technical. He just kind of blows off Bruce Wayne. And then we see Dark Knight and Batman doing all the kind of Batman-y stuff, but we don't really see the Bruce Wayne businessman, super savvy business stuff until that end where Rutger Hauer kind of gets the rug pulled out from under him. It was great. And he's like, you know, he walks in and Lucius is made the head of the company and he says, oh, you know, there's a couple callbacks there. So, you didn't get the memo? Because Lucius gets fired and Rutger Hauer says, you didn't get the memo. So that one comes back and he calls. He says, who did this? He says, your new boss or whatever, the new head of the company. And he calls Bruce Wayne. And Bruce Wayne's in a car and he says, wait, how did you do this? He says, well, you know, various companies and this and that. And he says, it's all quite technical. He blows him off in the same way that that Rutger Hauer blew off Bruce Wayne. And it was great because not only did he make this guy eat his words, but it showed that he was working. He was like, he was playing as like a super chess. He was ultimate chessing everybody. He was working. And that is very Batman, because not only did he do the superhero stuff, but he did the, you know, the daytime business savvy stuff, which is why he's a billionaire. And so I thought it was very, very clever. It was very fun. That again goes to, you know, you want to see him win, you see him win. In the way that they did it with Batman, he doesn't say a word here. In the way that, you know, Dark Knight Rises kind of wants to be a callback and a clever kind of nod in that same way, and it wants to kind of solve it, it leaves out one important thing, right? Did Batman end all of crime on Earth? Or even in Gotham? Nope. So criminals are still going to kind of be out there. And he's driven, as Batman, he's driven to kind of stop crime, right?
Well, I mean, maybe at some point
he's done.
Yeah, he's allowed to retire if he wants. Like you said, he's been doing it for 8 months. Like, he trained for, like, you know, years in Tibet and then got all these gadgets and built the Batcave.
He's been Batman for maybe 2 years.
Yeah, so. It's time to retire.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
But like I said, I think we talked about this in our sequel podcast, that I don't like to be taken out of the movie when I'm watching it. And I just remember watching it even at the end. I'm like, wait, what? How is he alive? I thought, like,
I think that was a great
I've seen
point.
Enough movies to know. Like, to get a sense when someone, like, you know, sacrifice. I'm like, wow, that's ballsy. Like, he sacrificed himself.
Yep.
And I never read anything. I could be wrong. I never, you know, it's just an opinion. I never
read. That's a great opinion, though. I hadn't actually heard it and thought of it like that. I'm just writing these all down.
So Batman died at the end of Dark Knight Rises. Tell all your friends.
That makes it a better movie. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's a lot of Batman movies. Dave's 7. Writing them all down. Yeah, 7.
So there's 7. Before Batman versus Superman.
Yes, Batman
versus
Superman.
You're right. This is the 8th. So what's playing in the background is Batman v Superman. And just now, a bomb blew up and murdered a whole bunch of people in a Capitol building.
Yeah, the U.S. Capitol.
And I don't know why Batman would even be angry about that. I mean, for that reason. Because even still... Did Superman blow up the Capitol?
Is that
Capitol?
What we're trying to think? Well,
no, obviously no. But
another thing we didn't touch on is apparently Superman's evil, because, like, at the beginning when he rescued Lois from those terrorists, like, he killed all the terrorists by shooting them, apparently.
Well, so
wouldn't people see that they were all machine gunned to death? Like, why would Superman?
No, okay, so that's one of the things. People. If you watch the extended version.
Don't give me no extended version.
No, but listen.
Well, it's my responsibility to, like, buy the DVD and watch the extended version so the movie makes sense. It should make sense when I see it in the theater.
Here's the worst part about that. When you watch that extended version, they explain that little moment. And you begin to think, oh, this is going to be a better movie. And then the movie keeps going and you go, oh, wait, no, it's not going to be a better movie. And so the way they quickly explain that, I'll try to be brief, is... The
good luck.
you're a jerk. I love you. The way they try to do it is Lois Lane is there to interview essentially like the head of an African, an African warlord, who is like his presence. It's like tough for the region in Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. And this African warlord has hired mercenaries. Some of them are these henchmen that would turn out to be Lex Luthor henchmen. Anyway, Lois shows up. She's got a photographer. The photographer, one of the henchmen grabs that photographer's camera begins to take it apart, finds out that it's like a tracker on it, realizes that he's CIA. That was Jimmy Olsen. She even says Jimmy. She doesn't say it in this.
Poor Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy gets
killed. I think he's in the credits as Jimmy Olsen, though.
He gets killed.
People were upset about that.
What happens is when he gets in the extended cut, when they take out the tracker, it cuts to CIA operatives' headquarters, and they go, oh, it's, you know, the cover's blown, and they send in a drone, and the drone is going to bomb that whole area and kill them all. And Superman comes in and takes out that drone. Okay? So that's why he wasn't there. He takes out the drone, and then what happens is while the drone is being taken out, the mercenaries, none of this should even be, I don't know, whatever, in this podcast. But anyway, the mercenaries then turn on like the African mercenaries and they just gun them down. And you're like, what are they doing? What's going on? Then they drag them into a pile and they torch them. They use like flamethrowers and torch the bodies. And then they get on their motorcycles and they drive away just as Superman shows up. Okay, so Superman shows up and he does the whole thing. And this is why it's bad, because just when you think, oh, they're burning these guys, the mercenaries are burning these warlord guys to make it look like Superman burned them with his heat vision, not gunned them down.
Mm-hmm.
But then he just proceeds to kill this one guy who was the head mercenary, this head African warlord. And we don't, like, okay. But then what's even worse is, what was cut out was there's this whole thing where there's some African woman who's testifying to the Senate. And what she's saying is, this is all in the extended cut. And what she's saying is, because that warlord was killed and taken out of the equation, it destabilized the whole region of Africa. And they're saying that because of Superman as a presence in the world, warlords aren't able to be.
I thought everybody liked Superman.
That's what I thought too. And you know what? You know, I don't know what to tell you.
You can't take out an African warlord anymore. What's
Here's
the world
also
coming
what's
to?
A mess. Why is Bruce Wayne working out? What does that even mean?
We got to show him like the Rocky training sequence. That's how he got it, all his muscles. No.
Yeah, but what are muscles going to do against Superman?
Oh, Superman.
Seriously. Vic.
Oh, I think of it that way. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Plus, he's got that big suit that amplifies him.
Doesn't. Stuff. You're right.
Maybe
Why?
It's just like his nope. determination. He's
it's
pumped up.
It's overly self-indulgent.
But it looks cool.
It looks cool,
and a couple
sure.
trailer shots.
And yet, if you think about it, it makes zero sense.
Maybe the Flash came and told him, like, train.
You got to work out. Here you go also.
Hit a tractor tire with a sledgehammer.
Hit it a couple times. Drag a thing with a rope.
And it's funny because you would think, maybe that's just showing him being hardcore, but it's like super high tech. You know, Batcave and everything sure. else, you would think you could have, like, you know, some free weights and stuff. And
right.
You could have, you know.
Because working out, it's got to be.
Just lift some barbells. Instead, he's got to, like, drag edgy. A heavy chain across the floor.
Because
I don't know.
It's practical and you want to, you know. Yeah. Yeah, why was Wonder Woman go to an ATM?
Gal Gadot. I don't know. We talked before about how old Wonder Woman is. I'm not sure.
She's got to be 1,000 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like a couple hundred or is it 1,000?
I think it's a couple.
I could probably look that up. Obviously, she hasn't aged since World War I, so she's at least, you know.
Gal Gadot looks good. There's so many problems with this.
Just, I'm thinking maybe like, trying to be realistic, maybe like 90 seconds doesn't go by without there being like some kind of problem. I could say like every second there's something wrong, but there's probably like a minute or two where like, okay, that was a good minute or two of the movie, but then something bad happens and it's just like,
well, it's like a setup and
they just
about to think this could be good. And then it's just horrible.
Like they just let Lex Luthor into the Kryptonian ship.
Like
the just, Kryptonian. There's no cameras in there. I know he pays the guy to like turn everything off, I guess. But.
Sure. Well, also, why does he cut his own hand and then put that blood on the General Zod corpse?
The rubber General Zod that they use.
But then he's standing in the thing and he's crying. Like, it's just all a mess. It's all a mess.
Like somehow he knows that that's going to create some kind of Kryptonian beast.
Yeah, or he talks to the computer. Like,
what does he know about Kryptonian DNA and what's inside? He can go inside the ship and there's nothing in there.
Right, but he talks to the computer and the computer says, this is an abomination to do it. He says, yeah, sure. He's like, okay, let's do it. And then they're like, okay, let's do it. Right.
The ship listens to Lex Luthor, this Kryptonian, it's advanced Kryptonian ship. Damn you, Russell Crowe.
There's so many flaws. You know what? I think that maybe this is just
far-fetched.
A not working podcast. I think this podcast is actually gonna be bad because it's a bad movie.
Yeah, like people are just gonna be depressed listening to the podcast.
Not only that, it's just not gonna be a good podcast. Like like this podcast doesn't work. It's no good. But it's only no good because it's a bad movie.
Maybe there's other people out there who agree that it's a bad... That's one of the reasons I went on the IMDb message boards. Because if I thought a movie was bad, I would go on there. Just, you know, you want to hear other people who agree with you about how bad it
Thanks
is.
Thanks for talking me back.
There can't be...
The edge.
I got to believe the overwhelming consensus is this is a bad movie.
It's a bad movie and it's frustrating. Oh, look, and then he walks to, like, the top of Mount Everest and sees it and has a vision of his dad.
Is this a dream sequence for Superman?
He's having a vision, and the thing is, he's becoming unhinged.
Why would he walk up there?
He's just going to take a walk. Yeah, he's Superman.
He should fly up there, right?
But then why would he just do anything? Why does he do anything?
It's good to see Kevin Costner, though.
Sure. Doesn't in this story, this is why the movie's talk,
2 hours and 31 minutes.
But in this story, doesn't he talk about like how he tries to help? He tries to help divert a flood, but then it causes like a bunch of like goats or something to drown. And die or cows.
You mean Kevin Costner's telling a story? He's telling that's a story. In the director's cut.
No, this is it, man. The whole Lane farm washed away.
Yeah. Just, I don't know.
Listen. I used to hear them wailing in my sleep.
Which is weird. Did he tell him that when he was a child? Because how would he...
Yes. He's remembering.
Okay. Because if you're just having a vision, you can't get any information from a vision that you don't already have.
She was my world. She was my world. It's a fucking mess. I'm sorry. This movie's a mess.
That wasn't even 90 seconds. Now he's all alone. Is that his Fortress of Solitude?
It's a mess.
Anyway, should we wrap up our rant on Batman vs. Superman?
No, you know why? Because I didn't say...
More to say?
Here's the problem. And I don't know if I've said this before in the podcast or not. But probably one of the biggest problems with Batman vs. Superman, and there's a lot. Okay, I said it's uncharacteristic of the two leads. You know, Batman's not Batman, Superman's not Superman. I think I mean, we talked about too many characters, but not like we don't. I'm not trying to say I don't like these characters. I'm not saying I don't want to see these characters. I'm saying that when you have all of them there and you don't service them proper, you're failing. You know, by not devoting time to develop them, you're failing at them being there. But here's one really bad thing: in Man of Steel, when you show General Zod and a team of other Kryptonians, and you have Superman fight these people. And the second that you have Kryptonians' speed, the speed of Kryptonians matching Superman, mm-hmm. right? And the power, like, there's this moment where he fights the female Kryptonian. She's a warrior. And she kind of like does a kung fu move on him and like zips across the room and knocks him down. And he's like, whoa, he's stunned by it. Okay. The second that you show that, the second that you see that, you can't unsee that. Right? And what that means is this. What can Batman do to stop that? Nothing. Nothing. The second that that Batman is ever going to square off against this guy, he can move that fast. It doesn't matter if you're going to depower him, like kind of step down his powers. It doesn't matter that you're going to sonically blast him or whatever nonsense. The moment that he can move that fast, the game is over. And what you're doing is you're taking a Superman, and now the next guy that he's going to fight is like not just like a couple levels down. He's like a massive step down. Now, it's one thing in Batman to say, okay, Batman is going to figure something out. Okay, whatever. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Because the moment that Batman does something to make Superman upset, he would just unleash and he would knock him out, take him out. It's just dumb.
You should have taken him by surprise or something. That's why in the Dark Knight Returns, he has the Green Arrow like off to the side shooting him with the Kryptonite arrow while he distracts him, so Superman doesn't see it coming. But this,
and they were friends, and he kept saying, "Look, you got to cut it out. You got to cut it out." He kind of kept saying, "Cut it out." And then when the Kryptonite arrow shows up, like you're saying, that's when Batman kind of goes in and doesn't ever let up. And it's also very short. That part of the fight is pretty short. But this was just a mess. The other thing is this, and you said it before. If Batman, if we have this Batman and he's done the damage that he's done to these criminals, right? How is Jared Leto? That is the Joker in this universe. He's completely unthreatening to that Batman. Like completely.
Well, like I said, this Batman would just kill the Joker.
Right. So then people had said, well, maybe Jared Leto is the Jason Todd changed Joker. Blah blah blah. Okay, sure. And the idea was that, if you remember, Jared Leto has like a whole thing of fake teeth. Someone had said that Batman had punched him so hard and broken all of his teeth, and so that's why he has fake teeth.
People coming up with stories.
Whether that's true, whether the director said that, it wasn't in any of the movie that I saw. I saw Suicide Squad.
I could only comment on what I see.
Exactly, but even like if I can that make up a story case,
that's not Jason. That you know, it's somebody.
Exactly, but even if that was the case, what I'm saying is Superman stepping down, way down to fight Batman. Batman steps way down to fight that guy, that Joker. And he would have killed that guy.
Like the Joker Batman would always go somewhere. Ended
him instantly.
Yeah, the Joker would go somewhere that Batman wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? And that's why Batman couldn't. He would just have to arrest him.
It was just a mess.
That's why the Joker is threatening to him. Because he'll kill people in Batman, or he'll, you know, like, you could catch me, Batman, or you could save these people or something. Batman just like, I'll just shoot you. You know, I'll just like break your neck and save the people. And that's the end of that.
It's just, it's entirely uninventive. It was a great moment in...
They made Batman two psychos on my post-it note.
Yeah. Well, but...
They think Batman's like psychotic. He's not. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And more so, the Superman, they're just completely uninventive. You know, in the first Spider-Man movie,
who's gonna?
They pose the impossible question for Spider-Man, right? Green Goblin is holding Mary Jane and a suspension cable that has a bunch of children dangling in a car. And he says, you have to choose, Spider-Man, and lets it go. And Spider-Man watches as they fall, and then he goes to work. And what does he do? He saves them both. And that's Spider-Man. For you. Right? You know, he uses everything he's got to save them both. And it's very, very hard, but he does it. Superman is 100 times stronger than Spider-Man. He could barely get by. He mopes the whole movie. You know why? Because this is not Superman.
And frankly, who's going to become unhinged if Amy Adams dies? He'd be upset for maybe like an afternoon, then he'd move on to somebody else. Kind of a boring... She's boring. She looks boring. She sounds boring.
I like Amy Adams. Hawkeye, let me tell you this. Hawkeye would become unhinged. I saw The Arrival. Hawkeye's in The Arrival. You know that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not Hawkeye in The Arrival.
No, but I'm making a... Christian Bale. Amy Adams and Christian Bale were in the same movie.
Well, I could say the same thing
American
about
Hustle.
About Batman being upset about Maggie Gyllenhaal dying in The Dark Knight.
And he just
I wouldn't even miss
Batman.
5 minutes over Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes. At least Katie Holmes better looking than Maggie Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal is better looking than Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal might be a little
he's a little prettier than Maggie Gyllenhaal. They should have had him fight here, you know.
He should have punched him in the face and killed him. And
it's no fun to have characters fighting when, like, I felt like Superman's heart really isn't in it.
At
like
all.
Batman totally wants to kick the crap out of Superman, but Superman's only doing it because his mom is being held hostage. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's being made to fight. That's why it should have been a misunderstanding. And then in between, like in the middle of the fight, something happens. And they're like, wait a minute. I thought you. And they realize their common enemy is Lex Luthor. But like, I'm waiting this whole time, waiting my whole life basically to see Batman fight Superman. And it's kind of like...
dumb.
Yeah, they got a gun to Superman's head basically.
But then he does it. I still think it's dumb. All right, so what I want to do...
It weakens Batman by Superman by making him fight.
Yep. Look. Oh, red eyes. I hate it.
Why are they red? But there's no heat coming out of him. He's just like getting ready.
It's getting ready.
Like he's got the heat in his eyes. Nah.
And then Doomsday shows up.
When they said it wasn't going to be Doomsday.
It was
one
be
of those Doomsday. Things like, no, Doomsday's not in a movie. Nah, it's Doomsday.
Right. Like Wrath of Khan. Or
yeah,
Star
they do
Trek
that a lot.
Darkness. Into
yeah.
Darkness.
No, it's not Khan.
It's absolutely Khan.
Johnson. They gave him like a generic name. It's like
Mark Johnson. That's actually, I think, a movie director.
Lex Luthor's so angry.
Yeah, why? See, like visually, that's a cool shot.
And he, yeah.
But that's it.
The like how he has a little like egg timer. He's like high tech.
It's supposed to be like high tech, low tech. It's bad.
You should just dangle, grab him by the ankle, dangle him over the,
right,
the side
right.
of the building. He'll
he
talk.
Would, he or he would
He's
just
not
go,
that tough.
He would just you know he would go get Batman. It would say, hey Batman, could you beat it out of him? Like I got this.
I remember reading
Batman would beat it out of him.
I had a collection of Superman stories and some little you know I bought it like at the
sure,
the like, five and like, dime like when I was Batman. Little, like the greatest Superman stories.
Look over your shoulder. See, this is the greatest Batman stories ever told.
Yeah, but this was even smaller. It was like kind of like a little Archie comics collection. Boing. And there was something, somebody had like the vice president or
Wait,
the mayor.
Pause. How come the news reporters are watching the news on the, I hate it when that happens also. Why are news reporters watching the news? They're supposed to be reporting the news.
Well, they're
what the hell is going
but
on?
But they're newspaper reporters.
Yeah, so what?
Not
That's
like anybody
bad.
Reads the newspaper anymore.
Yeah, but no. She's going to get in a car.
Larry Fishhead is, he's
hey, come on.
Telling
don't
everybody
be dissing Larry Fishhead. Don't be dissing Morpheus.
My wife and her sisters call him Larry Fishhead. But anyway, it was a Superman story. And one of the stories was, I think like they had somebody held hostage and he was tied to a chair, bound and gagged, and they had a gun on him. And Superman was like, not to get into too many details,
but he
was like the mayor and Superman had like a mask on that he was like supposed to be the mayor and he was on TV or something. And like at midnight, if something didn't happen, they were going to shoot the mayor. And long story short, they pull the trigger, they fire the gun. And Superman's like completely on the other side of the city. He hears the gunshot and boom, he's off.
Right.
Flies across the city. I remember this. And like the mask he was wearing like melts off his face because he's moving so fast.
Right.
And he gets there and he like sticks his hand out right in front of the guy's forehead and stops the bullet. So like in the time it took the gun to be fired to reach the guy's head, like travel 10 feet.
The bullet to travel.
Because he is faster than his, and it says it in like the, you know, the writing. It's like he truly is faster than a speeding bullet. So I find it hard to believe like he couldn't rescue his mom or find move at super speed and just scour the city with his x-ray vision, find his mom. Anything's better than like wasting time fighting Batman. And why would he think Lex Luthor would even honor his...
Right.
And they're going to like burn his mom with like a flamethrower? Isn't that how they're going to kill her? They're not going to shoot her. Maybe he would hear the bullet or something. But like, again, he should be able to just like get there so fast.
Yeah. And that Superman. Was why I was saying something about a proximity thing.
And I know you got to even things out because you want there to be an even match between
Batman
and Superman.
But that was why I was saying something about a proximity thing, because maybe the whole plot should have been about finding, like Lex Luthor, finding a way to, you know, I mean, this is a movie, right? So I'm going
to... But you shouldn't be able to come up with better ideas than like every part of the movie. Who shouldn't? Any movie...
No, we shouldn't, but the point is this is
But any movie you could watch, even a good movie, and probably come up with it would have been better. But I would have liked it if they did this instead. It's like, okay, well, they made a different choice than you did, but I feel like this movie, throughout the whole movie...
is just bad.
Like, they should have done this. No, this scene should have been this.
Yeah.
No, and everybody, even like... I think anybody watching this movie, like, would be like, who's that? Oh, that's Bruce Wayne. And everybody's like, 100% of the audience is like...
That's Bruce Wayne.
Superman doesn't know who Bruce Wayne is. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, like.
But like I said, it should have been some kind of a proximity thing or something. So the biggest moment should have been about Lex Luthor trying to get a signature for Superman and then tie it to some kind of a device so that, you know, like, you can't cross a like a snare, net,
Kryptonian DNA sets it off or something.
And so then it's like, oh, if I get close to save my mom, I'm going to kill her. That's a good device.
But it still upsets me that he would that he would be fighting Batman again, half-heartedly.
For no reason.
Yeah, because he'd be like, I can't save my mom.
So I'm going to have to... Yeah, no, it's done.
Or again, he could just go to Batman and be like, listen, I'm going to fly you over there, and you can get close to her.
Well, but the point, though, is... No, but the point, though, is Batman at this point is not going to listen. I think Batman...
Because I can't remember how Batman finds the mom to rescue her.
Well, we can watch it. But but the point is, okay, so this whole thing, the shoehorning in of, like, this, so many people have, like... said the Wonder Woman reading
the
email.
Footage of the Flash, the footage of Aquaman, the footage of Cyborg. And she's reading an email.
I
read somewhere that the whole thing revolves around like a JPEG. Like, that's what Wonder Woman showed up for, to get that picture.
She went to get a JPEG, not even like an actual picture.
And who would even know her? Like, if someone saw picture,
yeah,
is it that she's afraid people would see her on the street and be like,
"Were
you in World War One?" Because like, she had to be pretty famous in World War One to be in like photographs.
But even if she wasn't,
had to be stories written about her. This famous woman who fought the Nazis in World War One. Right. It wouldn't be Nazis back then, but you know, fought the Germans.
And let's say that those pictures existed. Let's say that they were, even if they existed among the military. Maybe just the military knows, not the rest of the world. Okay, and now some person shows up. And it looks like her.
Took her 100 years. I mean, World War One ended 100 years ago.
Sure.
It took her that long to figure out there's a photograph of her.
No. But what I'm saying is, yeah, so what? You look like that person. It's not me.
My grandmother.
Yeah, that's
it. Grandmother.
Not even.
Not me.
It's amazing how much this looks like me.
It's not me.
Isn't it? Aren't there pictures of like a guy that looks like Keanu Reeves?
No, like Nicolas Cage and... In the Civil War or something, that proves he's a vampire.
Oh, he's a vampire. Is that real? Is it, you know, let's say that is real. Okay, so what?
Like, it's only because Nicolas Cage is famous. Like, Diana Prince isn't famous, so no. Who's going to know who she is?
But it's so.
Flaw, awful.
And then this is just ham-handed, the cyborg thing. And how is he alive? Joe Morton.
Cyborg doesn't interest
acting
me
his
that
heart
much.
Out.
Yeah.
Selling the scene.
Awful.
And why is she watching this?
Don't ever watch Batman vs. Superman again.
It's just hard to
That's
watch.
That's what I've learned from tonight.
All right, so I want to say this. All right, I got in another loot crate. I'm saying it.
Oh, product placement.
Kind of is. We'll figure it out. I mean, at this point, we're just going right off the rails. Doesn't matter. I don't even know if we're gonna do this one.
Well, let's wrap it up.
You wrap it up. But I'm opening up the loot crate. Ooh, this is a Batman one.
Oh, what are the odds? Oh, my God.
Is this a Lego Batman? Oh, this is a Batman.
Yeah, it is a Lego Batman.
It's a food container.
It's sad when the Lego Batman movie is 10 times better than the Batman vs. Superman.
It just means that... No, it's sad that how much money was spent to make that movie. I really don't want to go on record as dissing the fact that they made this. I just wish that it was better.
I'm going to steal this shirt. It's a Power Rangers shirt.
You want it?
Now, I will take this, though, because my son has Lego Dimensions.
Cool. What is that?
He would like that.
Who is he? Is that a... What's his name?
Looks like Cyborg.
Looks like Cyborg. Look. You sure you don't want this food container?
How much food could I fit in there? Like a cookie?
I don't know, but you could give it to the kids. Loot crate.
Tetris magnet.
This is the... It's going to tell... Look at the
Power Rangers pin.
Look at the thing, because it'll tell you what the theme is.
This thing here? Become a master builder.
Flip it.
We love you.
Well, this is the builder. This is the builder crate. Loot crate.
It's a Power Rangers Lego.
Loot crate.
Send us some more free stuff, loot crate.
Oh my God, this is amazing. No, it's pretty cool. I'm going to give this to you. You take it home.
No, the whole thing?
Yeah, why not?
Give me...
Find something to do with it. Don't let your daughter choke on anything, though. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
She won't choke on anything.
Well, no, but I'm saying everything in here is really cool, really fun. Will your son want any of this?
Well, like I said, we were playing Lego Dimensions the other night.
What is Lego Dimensions?
It's a video game. And it comes with like a little pad that lights up, and like in the bottom of each of these things, there's like a little chip.
Okay.
So like you build Cyborg out of Legos, and you put it on the thing, and then all of a sudden in the game you could play as Cyborg. You know,
oh, cool!
It's just an excuse to make you buy. You could buy like a Batman one, for example, and you put it on the thing, and you could play as Batman. So
that's
like, if
cool.
you want to play as certain characters,
you
got
to buy
the little
thing.
But it's fun. You could. Build them.
That's a clever
and
idea.
Usually this thing can make three different things. Yeah.
Lego
clever.
Dimensions.
Just like that little
Lego Dimensions.
Kylo Ren thing that you have over there. It's
yeah,
the same kind of thing. If you put that, that's like a different type of game, but you put that on a pad, and all of a sudden you could play as Kylo Ren if you want.
That's cool.
That's our Star Wars reference for the...
Kylo Ren.
Can't get through a podcast without a Star Wars reference.
Why? Why would that be bad?
It's never bad to reference Star Wars.
Do you want that T-shirt?
No, you could have it if you want. I'm
well,
not
so
a big
really
Power
cool
Rangers
about,
guy. So.
Well, what's really cool though about
I'm a big T-shirt
Loot Crate,
guy.
What's really cool about Loot Crate is like it comes. It's always something new every month, and it's just like this interesting gathering of different bits and stuff, and it's fun. I'm going to figure out how to do a really good pitch for Loot Crate.
You know what we should talk about before we go is upcoming podcasts. Not every podcast will be about Batman versus Superman.
Oh, God. I still have more to say about Batman
versus
Superman.
We're going to have special guests. We're going to talk about comic books, comic book movies. We're going to talk about... I won't say any serious topics, but... One of our upcoming shows will be about Tom Cruise running. Devote a podcast to how he
runs.
We're
going to have a whole... If we could talk for four episodes, three or four episodes about Batman versus Superman, I think we could talk about a podcast of Tom Cruise running.
He runs as hard and as fast as a human being can. Like he's... What do you say? Was it you or Damon who says he's chucking?
It was Damon.
Any movie, he's running. The Mission Impossible,
yep.
the new Mummy movie I see coming out.
Well, wait a minute. So wait, don't start talking about it yet. But yeah, we're gonna do a podcast about Tom Cruise running. We have upcoming podcasts.
Yeah, we've got our Hamilton podcast. Not where we talk about Hamilton, but where we like freestyle rap the whole podcast. No, we're getting sidetracked again by Batman vs Superman.
Look, and he holds his hand up. And then he just... it would end him. This is a flaw.
We want to thank you all for joining us.
Why is he ripping him apart?
Just so you know, once the podcast is over, Dave will continue for the next 45 minutes talking about...
I think I'm just going to
turn off the mics.
And Vic is going to walk away.
Is there a way we could fade out?
But no, Vic, I'm going to go to another 48-minute rant.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait.
We'll be back. How do you stop this thing?
I'm not...
I'm out. I'm dropping the ear mic. No, wait.
All right, he actually is getting up.
Can
wait.
Hear me across the room? Is it picking me up?
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to the podcast experiment. I'm Dave.
And I'm Vic.
And thank you very much. Bye-bye.